Welcome to the Radio 191 FM podcast.
I am currently joined by Rachel Toombs and Olivia Tim from Improsaurus. We're going to be talking about the new Improsaurus Season 2, which is dropping... Well, not dropping. It's not a TV show. It's starting on the 30th of August, which is today.
Woo!
Very exciting stuff. How are we doing, gang?
Kia ora. Thanks for having us.
Awesome. Awesome. You're enjoying the weather. This has been a big topic of conversation with all my guests today. The weather's lovely.
To be fair, it's a lot warmer than it was like a week ago, so I'm happy.
And warmer than it should be, because it's still winter. It's a little bit worrying.
And in Northern Ireland, we would call this a sunny day and be out sunbathing, so take what you can get.
You take what you can get, for sure. My first question to y'all from Improsaurus is, what kind of dinosaur would an Improsaurus be?
Oh, I've never actually thought about that. I don't know.
Would it be a herbivore? Would it be a big one? Raptor? Would it hunt in packs?
Definitely a herbivore.
Yeah, okay.
We're very gentle, loving people.
Would it be like one of those duck-billed dinosaurs?
Yeah. I feel like one that can kind of do a bit of everything as well. Maybe it can fly, maybe it can swim, you know, a bit of everything.
The duck of the dinosaur world.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. Awesome. I resonate with that. There's a really cool thing with this new season is that there's like five new improvisers who have come through this year, and the new season is the final step in their audition process. Is there also a dedicated, like, long-term set of improvisers performing alongside these new ones?
Yeah, we've been going as a troupe for over 10 years.
Since 2009, right?
Yeah. That sounds good. That makes it 15. So a long time, although the birthday is unknown, I think. But we have a crew of people who've been around for a decent chunk of that time. Mm-hmm. And then we have, you know, in this university town, we have some new people coming through all the time, which is really awesome.
Awesome. What is the initial audition process like for new improvisers who are joining the troupe?
It's basically like the first audition is a bit of a jam in a big group, and then if we think you've got a bit of pizzazz and you seem like a fun person and a kind person to play with, then you join our crew for 6 weeks or so of workshops. And then the last part of the audition process is to get on stage, because sometimes things are different on stage, and you shine in a different way, and you find some confidence that is not quite the same as performing to our crew in OUSA. Mm-hmm. And so the last part of the process is to see you in a show, and that's what we're doing tonight. So it's really cool if we can really support the auditionees, because it can be quite a nerve-wracking last part of the process.
Mm. So this is their first ever live show in front of a whole audience of just random people.
Yeah, exactly.
Wow.
It's the first improv show with our group, yeah. So we really encourage them to bring lots of their mates, and we encourage other people to be really, really kind and supportive to auditionees.
Mm-hmm. And is it your first show?
No, it's not. I'm not actually on the stage, though. So I'm in the production team. So I do all the behind-the-scenes kind of stuff. And then on the actual night, I'll do, like, stage management and let all the audience in, or just various things like that. So I've been with the crew now for maybe, like, 6 months or so. But, this is obviously the first show of the season, and it's very exciting.
Yeah, and all the behind-the-scenes is improvised, too. So, like, our tech desk is improvised, the lights are improvised, like we're
really
talking about making offers, so like the person who's doing the lighting can make the offer for all the lights to go out or for all the lights to go blue, and that changes the scene. All of it's improvised.
Okay, so does that mean that I guess the people who are running production also have a lot of improv comedy influences?
Yeah, they've got skills.
Yeah.
At times, the lighting desk can completely control the show.
And at times, they can, like, help us out. They can throw us an extra challenge, or they can see that we're, like, in a tricky situation and really save us on stage.
Yeah, teamwork makes the dream work.
Yeah, that's really cool. And this is something that I kind of wasn't aware about. I assumed it's just you go on stage and just immediately things start popping up. But there's kind of a theme to all the shows for season two, correct?
Yes. The idea is that you're most creative when you don't have a blank page. You have a little bit of something on a page, and that's when we come up with our best creative stuff. And so we have a rough theme, rough structure, and then we ask the audience for different prompts, and that's what really takes it off from there.
Cool.
Do you want to talk a little bit about our themes?
Yes, please. I'm so excited about this
one. Very curious to know.
So this season is our Dunedin season. So it's all going to be focused around Dunedin culture, the things that are really iconic in Dunedin. Mm-hmm. So tonight, our first show of the season is obviously going to be, because it's our intake show, our auditionee show, it is the grad show or the fresher show. Mm-hmm. So that's going to be really exciting. We have a whole heap of different themes this season. So we've got my personal one that I'm the most excited for is probably going to be the final show of the season, which is called ODT The Musical.
Yes.
So that's really fun. But we've also got the Dunedin Study Show, Dunedin like futuristic show, so 21-24, 100 years from now, and then the ID Fashion Show as well.
Very, very, very cool batch of themes. I really want to touch on the ODT, the musical. Do you rehearse musical numbers for the show?
No, we rehearse techniques of how to make up a song on the spot. Yes.
Wow.
And we have some very talented musicians and singers in our group, mm-hmm. and some, like myself, not so talented ones. And we're all cast in the musical to make a beautiful medley of beautiful music and very random sounds.
Awesome. How long have the shows gone for? Are they like an hour, hour and a half?
Yeah, it's an hour long, yeah. So we start at 8 o'clock and usually finish just after 9.
So that's quite long. What are some of the improv techniques that you use to employ during the show to make sure that it always stays moving and doesn't sit still, aside from the production aspect of things?
So we do, obviously, as Rachel kind of like touched on a little bit earlier, we do have like a general kind of idea of what we call like format. Mm. So we kind of know that you're going to have a certain period of time which is setting up the scene, and then a certain period of time which is obviously kind of delving into that storyline a bit more, and then kind of wrapping it up at the end. And we do rehearse. Obviously, we can't rehearse what the ask fors we're going to get are because they come from the audience. Yeah. But we do kind of rehearse that structure a little bit just to help flow with that and get the creativity going. As well, like, we have really great MCs. So one of the troupe will be the MCs for the night, and they help direct kind of as the storyline goes along to make sure we stick to that time frame. Yeah.
We talk about like looking for the joy in your partner or the spark in your partner. So improv is a team sport. And so one of the things we like to do is, once we know a little bit about the people that we're playing with, which we, grow more and learn more over time, we recognize the things that make them really excited, and we kind of like set them up to do those things. So like if one of the actors is a poet, then we put them in a situation where they're going to say a poem and make up a poem on the spot, right? Mm. So you're looking for that moment where someone's really going to shine. You're kind of making other people to be the best they can be and setting them up for success.
And working on their strengths.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep, that's cool. What would you say your strength is?
I have a spectrum of, I like to make things extremely serious and a bit sad to completely ridiculous.
Okay.
Those are the two things. I'm not very good at the in-between, but I like the two ends of that spectrum
The two extreme poles.
But we have people who are like great with physicality and stuff, so they'll make really awesome physical offers that can take the improv in such a different direction than otherwise would have. And we also have people who are really good with, you know, filling in the blanks, using, you know, obviously language to do so, and just really endowing at what we call endowing, which is basically detailing the story. So it's a lot of fun.
Cool. And the last thing I want to touch on before we get to talking about tickets is improv influences for both of you, and whether you lean more into, say, UK improv comedy acts or US comedy acts, and maybe what the overlap or the differences between the two different styles are.
Rachel, would you like to start this one off?
I think one of the big influences for us as a troupe and the style that we do is an improviser called Patty Styles. She actually came and did a workshop with us last year, which was really awesome. And that's about relationship improv, trusting each other, not trying to make each other look bad or silly, but trying to make each other look good.
Not be a scene stealer.
Exactly.
Yes.
And that's really key.
Yeah.
So that's been a big influence, yeah. Sometimes we have a little bit of what's cool about this season celebrating Dunedin is we get to use a little bit of our Dunedin influence, right? Because our improv is very, very special to this place and time. And so we are influenced by things that are happening in our little city, and the things that people here are interested in and find funny. Like, that's part of our story too.
Mm-hmm. And do you have many improv influences, Liv?
I actually did the improv paper here at the University of Otago just last year. Mm-hmm. And we covered lots of different people, talked a lot about Keith Johnston, who talks about basically being really truthful and honest in your scenes and in your acting. Mm-hmm. So I think that's important as well. You know, like, you try to act and behave in a way that isn't exactly like yourself, but isn't completely untrue to who you are. So that's really important. We also obviously at Impresaurus do long form improv instead of the short 5-minute scenes. Mm. So that's another thing that influences obviously the way in which we kind of craft our shows. Yeah, I mean, I just, to be honest, I am not personally as a performer a great improviser, but having been around this group of amazing people who are Impresaurus, I've learned so much just from them. So just from being around these guys, I would say they're actually some of my influences in that sense as well.
Awesome. That's so wholesome. That's so wholesome. We're running out of time here for the kōrero. So last question. Where, when, and how can people buy tickets, and where are you playing and when?
Yeah, so like you said, the first show is tonight. That's the start of our season. Mm-hmm. So that starts at 8 o'clock tonight at the New Athenaeum, and we just do door sales. So come on down a little bit before 8 o'clock or else you might miss out, and grab a ticket there. And we do student tickets, which are $15, and then our general admission, which is $20. And then we'll do it every 2 weeks until the
end of time.
End of time, but also 25th of October. That's our last show. So we'll do it every 2 weeks, starting tonight, 8 o'clock at the New Athenaeum Theatre.
Awesome.
Which, if you don't know where it is, it's in between the Crack and Vault 21 in the Octagon.
I've never been there myself. I've only been to the Regent. And I saw that you all used to be in Fortune Theatre, but unfortunately that closed down. And New Athenaeum's been the home.
Yeah, it's our new home for the last couple of years. And it's a really lovely new home for us. So if you haven't been, I really encourage you to come on and check it out.
For sure. Go explore some new stuff. I'm definitely going to make my way to the musical one. That's if I go to any of them, which I definitely will go to, I'm definitely going to go to the musical one. Thank you very much for joining me this morning, Rachel and Liv. That was bloody great talking to you.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thank you.
Of course. It's 10:14.
This was a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. All of our content lives online at r1.co.nz.